This is the Horton Charger Locker Room Chat here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Joining me now, David Losey, head coach of the Chargers, brought to you by Union State Bank and Sweet Pro Feed. And, well, Coach, you have big numbers out this year. It's been a great start here to this season for your guys. A couple of good weeks of practice underneath your belt. How hungry are the guys here coming up on Friday to finally get out there and play somebody else?
Oh, I think they're real hungry to do that. You know, Saturday was nice at our jamboree. We were able to see some different things and other, you know, kids in other jerseys. And yeah, you mentioned numbers. You know, we're at 34 solid, pretty solid kids, and they're not going anywhere, and we're really excited about that, you know, getting that full JV schedule. And you know, we were able to play a little bit last year JV, which I think helped our younger guys, and you know, they hadn't been able to do that for a while. But yeah, we're excited about the numbers, tweaking some things second year, and trying to keep it as simple as possible.
Yeah, talking about tweaking some things, what do you try to take from a year ago to try to change up here to this year? Because I know, obviously, it wasn't the year that you wanted, but what do you try to take from last year?
Well, you know, you get to see the personnel. You get to see what guys can do firsthand and what they, you know, what we're limited at, and we've got to know our limitations. So we've changed a few things as far as, you know, we're going to keep it close to the vest. We're going to try to work clock, you know, move change, that kind of thing. Throw as many people at you at the point of attack. So anybody wants to know what we do, that's what we're doing.
I know you bring back three starting offensive linemen. How much are you really going to lean on those guys, especially early on, just to try to right the ship and get these skill guys caught up and ready to go?
Yeah, they, you know, a couple of them worked really hard over the last year. One of very impressive to me, and did a very good job at our jamboree, was John Bowler. He's a right guard. And he played center for us a lot last year, and then, you know, missed a few games here and there for things that were beyond our control, obviously. And he's really looking good, really looking good. And then, you know, of course, we got the, you know, Trey Lockwood back. He's a back, but he's, you know, he's a heck of a blocker too. So we're going to try to utilize their strengths.
And also, Coach, you mean, you look at this team that you bring, you got to be excited about the numbers, obviously. How much does that just change the mood set and the mindset of this program, knowing that, you know, although it's been a struggle the last couple of years, the big numbers out, guys are still excited to come out and play football at Horton?
Yeah, that's exciting for the coaching staff, too. It's you know, creates competition. You know, we've got enough guys now where we, you know, we can go three units there if we need to, three units of 11, and we've got a depth chart. You know, that's something I hadn't seen since I've been here. And it was very nice at the jamboree. You had guys over on the side, and you could hear them. You could hear them when something good happened. You know, you could hear them when we're, you know, try to teach different things we want when we're on defense if a team drops back to pass. You know, we want to hear our guys yelling that. And it was kind of nice, and it just creates a lot of camaraderie. I think the kids are. I do. I see here a lot of good things from each and every one of them, and it's a happy atmosphere. I don't want to say it was ever unhappy, but it's just a little different atmosphere. Very positive.
Well, Coach, you're going to get tested right away coming up on Friday. You'll get a good test on the road at ACCHS, and we'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the Horton Charger Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Horton Charger Locker Room Chat. Still talking with head coach David Losey. And, well, Coach, you have a test on Friday night. You'll have a good game to start the year against ACCHS. They're an opponent I think a lot of people would say are pretty similar to you guys as far as size goes and everything like that. So is this a really good way for you to start the year, do you feel like?
Yeah, I'm excited to start the year against Ashland County. They, you know, we know each other. You know, we're not too far apart, and I remember a lot of their players. I don't remember them so much by name as numbers, but I know, you know, they got kind of a big bruiser back, and I know their quarterback came back. I kind of hearing through the grapevine he might be outside at a receiver now, so it kind of tells us they might be trying to get him in space and whatnot. But they're a quality team. They got a lot of kids coming back. They got a really solid, I know, junior class, and it'd be a nice gauge to see where we're at.
Yeah, talking about that, I know you just mentioned that being a good gauge. Is that just really exactly what you try to treat this week one as? Obviously, you want to win the game, but at the same point, is you also treat it as just a way to see what you're going to have and what guys are going to step up and contribute here this season?
Exactly. You know, it's one of those deals. We, you know, and as a team, we got to start closing the gap. And, you know, we're going to gauge where we are even as a team, not just with the individuals. But, yeah, that's the way you got to look at it. You know, you want to be able to compete. You want to be able to get games. Like I said, we want to move the chains, move the clock, let the clock move, and get us into some third and fourth quarters where we got a chance to take care of business.
And, Coach, we don't have to talk about how struggles have been this last couple of years. Everybody knows that. So what are your ultimate goals that you look at as this season that you want to try to get out of this year with these guys? What are those attainable goals that you look at?
Well, we're looking at, you know, one play at a time, one series at a time, one quarter at a time, you know. And if we can get to where, and we did a pretty good job of it Saturday, you know, we can't be having a negative plays. We can't get behind the chains offensively. And then I felt our defense, you know, played pretty well the other day. First unit did a really good job, and that's where we've struggled too. We've given up a lot of points. I think we got a little more speed on the edge, which will help us tremendously. We got a little beef up front ourselves. So, you know, we just got to gauge the little things. You got to win those little battles, and you win enough of those, and good things happen.
Well, hey, Coach, wish you the best of luck against ACCHS on Friday and look forward to hearing from you throughout the year. But good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you. Take care.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, that's David Losey, head coach of the Horton Chargers, joining us on our Locker Room Chats brought to you by Union State Bank and Sweet Pro Feed here on FM 103.9 KNZA.